The Aldrich Family on NBC.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's The Aldrich Family is transcribed. Written by Clifford Goldsmith. Boys always look forward to growing up and becoming men. But once that's happened, they often enough look back upon the time when they were boys. Those were the good old days. And with a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich around, they were also the unpredictable days. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is early evening.
Mary. Oh, Mary.
What is it, Henry?
Have you seen my new wristwatch anyplace?
Your wristwatch? Where did you leave it?
I didn't leave it anyplace. I just can't find it.
Mary, you haven't finished what you were doing in the kitchen.
I'm going right back there, Mother.
And, Henry, I want you to go upstairs and get washed.
Yes, Mother, just as soon as I finish looking for something.
And wash especially well, dear. Remember, Aunt Harriet's going to be here for dinner.
Sure, I know.
And you know how closely she looks at things. May I ask why you're upsetting all the cushions on the sofa?
Nothing. Oh, I just happened to be looking for something.
Now, I certainly hope you wrote Aunt Harriet and thanked her for the lovely wristwatch she sent you.
Yes, Mother, I wrote it the minute I heard she was coming. You didn't find anything out of the ordinary when you swept under the sofa, did you?
What would you call out of the ordinary?
Nothing. Just dust or something.
Mother, what time shall I put the potatoes on?
Henry, what time is it?
Well, it's exactly... Well, it's about, well, I would say...
The time is exactly 26 minutes after 6.
Hello, Father. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Put the potatoes on right away, Mary.
Henry, I hope you're going to wash before Aunt Harriet gets here.
Sure, Father. I'll attend to it right after
May I ask why you're crawling around on the carpet?
Oh, I just wanted to look under this chair for a minute, Father. Have you seen anything lying around that's sort of round and shiny?
Such as what?
Well, if you saw it, you couldn't help but notice it.
Father, Mother wants to know if you'll bring that picture Aunt Harriet gave us down from the attic.
Which one?
The Colosseum in ruins.
Oh, yes. I'll go right up and get it.
And, Henry, Mother says that at dinner you're to sit on Aunt Harriet's right.
On her right? Where she can see my left wrist?
Henry Aldrich, do you mean to say you lost that beautiful wristwatch she sent you?
No, Mary, I'm sure I can find it.
My goodness, if you can't... You know how depressed Aunt Harriet gets over a thing like that.
That isn't the half of it. She said if I took good care of it, next time she'd give me a camera.
Henry, have you dressed yet?
Right away, Mother.
I want you to spend at least 20 minutes getting clean.
Yes, Mother.
And don't forget to take your wristwatch off before you get in the shower.
Oh, boy. Mary, if anyone asks where I am, tell them I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I just happened to remember I left my watch across the street at Eleanor's. I'll be right back. Can't you help me look for my watch, Homer?
Are you sure you left it here at my house?
I must have. I've just been over to Eleanor's and it isn't there.
Henry, I don't see how you could lose a watch in my room.
This is where I remember wearing it last.
Well, gee whiz.
Homer, let me see that watch you have on.
Now, listen, Henry, this isn't yours.
It's exactly like mine, Homer.
Well, sure, it's the same make. But is your strap worn as much as this?
No.
Was your second hand gone?
No. But if I could borrow your wristwatch just for this evening...
Oh, no, Henry. You don't know how to take care of a watch.
I've never ruined the strap or busted my second hand, have I?
No, but you've lost the whole watch.
Listen, Homer... If I give you a half interest in a camera somebody might be going to give me, would you let me wear your watch tonight?
What good would half a camera do?
All right, then, Homer. If I give you all of my allowance for the week of February 15th, will you let me borrow your watch?
Why would I have to wait that long?
I owe everything until then.
I wouldn't be interested.
But, Homer, supposing my Aunt Harriet asked me what time it is?
Well, supposing my parents ask me what time it is?
All right, give me a phone call. I'll be glad to tell you.
Would you give me 2 weeks' allowance?
Sure, it's a deal.
Okay, it's a deal.
Shake, shake, shake.
And Homer, if there's ever anything I can do for you of any nature whatsoever, just you name it.
Here you are, Henry. There's my watch.
Boy, thanks, Homer. Gee, I've got to run. It's a good thing we're eating dinner late tonight.
Now be careful with it.
Homer.
What is it, Mother?
Do you have the correct time?
Why,
it's exactly 12 minutes to 7, Mrs. Brown.
Homer, could you come here a minute, please?
But, Mother, don't you think I ought to straighten up the house first?
Will you please come here?
Well, sure. Something gone wrong, Mother?
May I see your watch, please?
My watch?
I didn't by any chance hear you say you were giving it to Henry, did I?
To Henry? Well, I certainly didn't give it to him. I loaned him my watch.
Homer Brown.
But, Mother, he's going to give me his allowance for the last 2 weeks in February.
Homer, do you realize how much your father paid for that watch?
You mean I should give him part of the money?
I want you to march over to Henry's house and get that wristwatch this minute.
Right now?
At once.
But, Mother, isn't a bargain a bargain?
Homer, do you want me to tell your father?
Okay, I'll go.
And if you dare come home without your watch, you'll go without your allowance for one entire month.
Sam, ask Harriet whether she won't have another piece of steak.
More steak, Harriet?
No, thank you. How many nights a week can you people afford steak? We're really having this for you, Harriet. Calf's liver would have been good enough. Where's Henry?
He ought to be down any minute, Aunt Harriet. I heard him run upstairs just a little while ago.
Father never let us be late when we were children.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Do you realize we're practically through with dinner?
I'll be right there. I'm washing.
Sam, as long as you have so much steak, give me that piece next to the bone.
Certainly.
What on earth is that?
Henry!
Hello, Aunt Harriet.
Oh, how are you, Henry?
Fine. Oh, I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
Didn't you know what time it was?
Oh, yes, Father. It's 7:10.
Henry, you mean you found your... Ooh.
What, Mary?
Nothing. Nothing. Will you have some bread, Aunt Harriet?
No, thank you.
Aunt Harriet, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the watch you gave me.
Why didn't you write me about it?
I did. Didn't you get my letter?
I did not. Oh, let me see the watch, Henry.
You mean up close?
Now, who could that be?
I'll see who it is. Mary, pass Aunt Harriet the potatoes.
Yes, Mother.
So you really like the watch, Henry?
Aunt Harriet, I wouldn't part with it for anything.
Good evening, Mrs. Aldridge.
Hello, Homer.
Could I speak to Henry a minute?
I'm sorry, but Henry's at dinner.
But I just have to see him.
We're having a guest, Homer.
Well, can I go into the dining room and speak to him?
You'd better go back home and see him tomorrow morning.
Oh, no, I can't. I'll wait here until he's through.
But Henry'll be busy all evening.
But Mrs. Aldridge...
Homer, I'm quite sure anything you have to say can wait until morning. Goodbye, dear.
Okay, Mrs. Aldridge. The only...
Who is it, Alice?
My goodness, Homer Brown never comes over to this house except when we're eating.
Who doesn't?
Homer.
Oh, Homer? Homer Brown?
He's the only Homer you know, isn't he?
Well, what's the matter with him?
Nothing, nothing.
Are you all through, Henry?
Yes, Father, I've caught up with you.
I'll clear the table, then.
Mary, you helped with the dinner. I'm sure Henry would be glad to clear the table.
Oh, yes, Mother, sure. Should Aunt Harriet keep her watch? I mean her fork?
No, dear. We have clean ones.
Oh, okay.
Henry, don't break anything going through that door.
No, I won't.
Put everything on the big kitchen table, dear.
Yes, Mother. If a body meets a body coming through the rye. Da-da-da-da.
Henry. Hey, Henry.
Gee whiz, who's that?
It's me.
Homer, where are you?
Here, behind the refrigerator. Listen, Henry, I've got to have my watch.
But listen, Homer, aren't I paying you for the use of it?
But if I don't get it, I'll lose a month's allowance.
Homer, you can't go back on a bargain.
But you shouldn't have talked me into it.
Listen, Homer.
Do I or don't I get my watch?
Let me have it just until the end of dinner?
No.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
When are you coming back for the rest of these dishes?
Right away, Mother.
Yeah, Henry, wait.
Homer, I got to get back.
I'm going to stay right here, Henry, until I get that wristwatch.
No, Homer.
Henry!
I'm just putting the dishes down carefully, Mother. Here I come. Was there something you wanted?
I'll take the rest of the things out myself.
Oh, wait, Mother. I'll take everything in one load.
Henry, look out!
I haven't spilled a thing.
Please sit down. I'll take these things out.
But, Mother, why not at least let Mary? She's good at things like that.
Mary's done more than her share.
But I haven't.
Please sit down. I'll be right back with the pie, Harriet.
What's the matter with you, Henry?
Well, I just don't like to see my own mother wear herself to pieces.
And must you drink an entire glass of water in one gulp?
Oh, my goodness gracious!
Henry, what are you doing?
Here, let me slap you on the back.
All right, Aunt Harriet.
What do you think I found in the kitchen?
Listen, Mother, let me explain.
Explain? I left the burner on under a new pan.
You left the burner on?
I did. Here, Harriet, is a piece of pie for you.
Well, I couldn't eat a piece that big unless there's some cheese to go with it.
I have the cheese right here.
Fine.
Where are you going now, Mother?
Back to get the rest of the pie.
I don't want any.
But, Henry, the rest of us might.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Mary!
Yes, Mother?
How many pieces of pie did you cut?
Five.
Well, I brought in two, and when I just went back out, there were only two left.
There's one missing?
There is.
I guess Mary only cut four.
But I'm sure I cut five.
Well, don't go back, Mother. I can't eat a thing.
It's the best pie I ever ate.
Well, what could that be?
That whistle?
Yes.
Oh, I imagine it's just one of the fellas outside or something.
Oh, it sounded as though it were right here in this house.
It sounded as though it was in the cellar.
In the cellar, Mary? Well, that's ridiculous. Gee whiz. What is there in the cellar that would whistle? Will you have some salt, Aunt Harriet?
On my pie?
Some people like it.
My goodness!
Isn't that strange?
Sam, is the hot water heater down in the basement all right?
Perhaps I'd better go down and see.
You just sit still, Father, and finish your pie. I'm halfway out to the kitchen already.
Then just turn the draft off.
Yes, Father. Hey, Homer. Homer. Homer, are you down here in the basement?
Yes, and I want my wristwatch.
Boy, it's dark down here. Where are you?
In the coal bin.
Listen, Homer, do you want me to get into serious trouble?
Do you want me to go up and tell your Aunt Harriet that's my watch you have?
Homer, I beg of you, with all that's decent inside you, please don't go up.
I'm going up right now.
All right, Homer, all right. Here's your watch. Gee whiz. Gee whiz, did you drop it?
I didn't even have it. You dropped it.
Where is it?
Don't you have any light in this part of the cell?
Why would you want a light in the coal bin? Are you sure you aren't stepping on it?
If I am, Henry, you'll be responsible.
That's a funny thing. It fell all around the floor and there isn't any sign of it.
Let me feel.
Hey, do you have it?
No, it's a lump of coal. Hey, what's that?
My foot. Oh. Here, Homer, I just found this broom. Stand up in the coal there while I try to find it sweeping.
Okay.
Henry!
Yes, Father?
What are you doing down there?
I'm sweeping the cellar.
Sweeping it?
Well, it's something I should have done weeks ago. Homer, I found it. It's okay.
Oh, yeah? Look out, Henry!
Homer? Homer, are you buried?
Henry, just give me my watch and let me go home.
Henry!
Quick, Homer, my father's coming.
Well, let me up the stairs.
You can't go upstairs. You gotta go in here.
In where?
In this little room where my father has his workbench and his tools.
Okay, but give me my watch.
Henry!
Hey, don't bother to come down, Father.
What's the trouble down there?
Are you in there, Homer?
Yeah.
Well, close the door tight.
I can't. There's no latch on the inside.
Here, I'll close it.
Henry, you didn't give me my watch.
Henry, may I ask why you're sweeping the cellar while your Aunt Harriet is having dinner with us?
Well, I guess I just didn't stop to think, Father.
Who closed the door to my workroom?
Could I have?
I certainly hope you didn't snap that lock, son.
It snapped by itself.
That's a nice state of affairs. I've told everyone in this house I've lost both keys to that lock and it must not be closed.
You mean it can't be opened?
Not until I get a locksmith tomorrow morning.
We'll return to the Aldrich family in just a moment. One of Hollywood's most wonderful comedians is your star tonight when Theater Guild on the Air brings you Rosalind Russell. The story will be John Van Druten's romantic comedy, The Damask Cheek. Stay right with NBC through the rest of this evening, and you'll enjoy top adventure listening, too. On Dragnet, for instance, Jack Webb stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in another case history from the files of the Los Angeles Police Force. Another mystery feature will be Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator. Tonight, Barry, portrayed by William Gargan, tackles the case of Marbles for a Murder. Well, it's a strange title, but an even stranger case, as Barry is hired by a beautiful woman to protect her husband. Barry is on the case only 1 hour when the husband is found dead, with Barry as the only witness. Listen this evening as Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, puts together two and two and comes up with murder. Keep tuned to NBC tonight for top radio entertainment. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry, having lost the new watch his Aunt Harriet gave him, has borrowed one exactly like it from Homer Brown. But Homer, in trying to get the watch back, has gotten locked in Mr. Aldrich's workroom. Well, the scene opens later that night in the Aldrich kitchen.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen asking Mary if there's anything I can do to help her.
Your Aunt Harriet has been waiting here in the living room for you to come and play canasta with her.
Yes, Father, I'll be right there. Listen, Mary, did you put in that phone call?
Yes, Henry.
What did the locksmith say?
His wife said she'd send him over the minute he got home.
Did you tell her Homer's been locked in the cellar for more than an hour and a half?
Yes, and she was very much impressed.
Henry!
I'm coming right away, Father.
Don't forget, Henry, what you promised to do for me for putting in that call.
All right, Mary, I'll make your bed for you every morning for 2 weeks. And if I forget to make it, don't hesitate to remind me. Coming, Father!
Well, it's about time.
Is Aunt Harriet all ready to play?
I am. I'll sit down and deal these cards.
Yes, Aunt Harriet. I give us each 15.
Henry, do you know anything about Homer Brown?
Homer?
Mrs. Brown just phoned. He hasn't been home all evening.
Is that right?
Oh, the way this younger generation stays out nowadays. My first draw?
Yes, Aunt Harriet.
His mother hasn't seen him for 2 hours.
Boy, does time fly in a crisis.
In a crisis?
I'll go to the door.
No, you stay right here and play canasta.
But that might be for me.
I'll see who it is. I'm on my way now.
Now, if only I can get a few wild cards.
How do you do?
How do you do? Sorry to have kept you waiting.
Kept me waiting?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the locksmith you phoned for.
Who is it, Mother?
Henry, ask your father if he phoned for a locksmith.
Is there one out there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can phone for you, but I do have a job downstairs you might attend to. Tomorrow morning, say?
Father, who is it?
Henry, would you please discard?
You got somebody locked up downstairs.
Locked up? No, sir.
Well, this place I was called to has an emergency of some kind.
An emergency?
Yeah. I better go back to the shop and check with my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't the house you wanted.
Oh, that's okay, lady. All in a day's work. See you tomorrow, sir.
Father, is the man gone?
Yes.
Well, is Mary still out in the kitchen?
Yes, dear.
I think I'll get Aunt Harriet a glass of water.
I don't want any water.
Well, gee whiz, I'll be very glad to get it, Aunt Harriet. Mary.
What is it, Henry?
Mary, you got to phone that locksmith again.
Hasn't he come?
Sure, only they sent him away.
Why'd they do that?
Mary, don't you realize my best friend is down in the basement locked in that tool room? Maybe without air?
Henry, if you think I'm going to make myself ridiculous by phoning that locksmith every 10 minutes, you're crazy.
Look, Mary, would you be interested if I also sweep your room out for you every morning?
Well...
Henry, where's that glass of water?
I'm letting it run, Aunt Harriet. All right, for you, Mary. I'm putting the full responsibility for Homer's condition on your shoulders. Because when Homer comes to, he'll want to know who did this to him.
Henry, I haven't even seen Homer.
Henry!
Yes, Aunt Harriet, coming! Here's your glass of ice-cold water.
Thank you. What did you do? Let the hot water run? Is that warm?
Well, I'll put it down and let it cool.
How could that have happened? Now, where were we in our game?
Not very far, I'll tell you that.
Well, let's see. I discarded, didn't I?
I discarded.
Oh. Well, then it must be my turn.
Sam, is that someone sawing wood?
Is what someone sawing wood?
Well, let's see what cards I've got here.
I thought I heard a saw.
You still haven't discarded, Henry.
Haven't I? Let's see. Well.
What do you mean, well? Put your card down.
I thought I heard that sawing again.
It sounded as though it came from the basement.
Well, maybe it's the hot water heater again.
I didn't even hear that.
Well, if you listen, dear, you'll hear something. Now listen. Henry, will you please stop singing? I'd like to hear where that sawing is.
Oh, excuse me. Dan, Harry, did you know I've been taking piano lessons? I'll play a tune for you.
Henry.
Yes, Mother?
I want you to sit down at that card table, and if I hear one word out of you for the next 5 minutes, you'll go up to bed.
Yes, Mother.
Now then, let's just listen.
Well?
You wait.
That's the doorbell.
I wonder who it could be.
Maybe it's that man again.
The locksmith? Why would he be back tonight?
Well,
I'll find out. Stay right where you are, Henry.
Aren't you going to do anything with that card, Henry?
Hello, Mrs. Aldridge.
Homer!
Mother, is that Homer?
Henry, stay here.
Homer, what on earth do you have on your clothes?
Just a little cold, Mrs. Aldridge.
Do you realize your mother has been worried sick about you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been a little upset myself. Mrs. Aldridge, may I please go in the living room and speak to Henry?
Well, would you mind going upstairs first and washing your face and hands?
Okay, but then can I please speak with Henry?
What's the score, Harriet?
I'm nearly 5,000, and as soon as I've beaten Henry, I'm going home.
Homer, how would you like another glass of ginger ale?
Sure. Young man, do you realize this is the fourth bottle you've had?
It is.
Well, if you drink any more, you're going to go right up in the air.
Homer!
Yes, Mary?
Your mother wants to speak to you on the phone.
Okay, I'll be right back, Hen.
Do you mean to say he's actually going to leave this room for a minute?
Well, I had a nice nap.
Father, you've been asleep for 2 hours.
Is that so? Well, I'm glad to see Homer's gone.
What makes you think he's gone?
Where is he?
He's phoning for his pajamas.
Look, Mother, it's just a question of time. As soon as his Aunt Harriet goes, I've got it.
He's got what? Oh, well, whatever it is, I've had enough for one night.
You mean you're quitting?
I am. Oh, Henry, I never did get to look at your watch.
It's exactly 8 minutes after 10.
Well, I'd like to see it, please.
Well, there's just one little thing I'd like to explain.
Please give it to me.
Yes, ma'am. Here it is. Only you
Henry,
see...
did you know the second hand is missing?
Well, now that you mention it...
And just look how this strap is worn through.
Henry, I thought you promised to take good care of your watch.
I didn't do that, Father.
Henry, how would you like to have me take this down to the jeweler's and have it fixed?
But she and Harriet...
And while I'm there, I can have them put your monogram on it.
Whose monogram, Henry? Whose monogram on what?
Well, whose do you think?
You mean my initials?
Naturally.
Oh, I don't think Henry would like that.
How do you know he wouldn't?
I mean, no, Aunt Harriet, gee whiz. Supposing Henry wanted to change his name sometime.
To what, for instance?
Well, to anything. Sure. Only girls use their monograms.
Nonsense. Now, Henry, you let me take this, and sometime next week I'll have it engraved.
But, Aunt Harriet, I'll look ridiculous. That's what I say.
Young man, you aren't jealous of Henry, are you?
Why? No.
You wait. Someday you may have a watch, too. Well, I think I'll be going.
Already, Harriet?
Well, what do you think I am, a night owl?
Now, where did I put that watch?
You mean you lost it?
I have.
Isn't that strange?
I put it right here on this table. You there, young man, where are you going with Henry's watch?
Oh, I was just going to look at it under a better light.
Well, please give it here, and I'll put it in my pocketbook.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Aunt Harriet, would you like to have me carry your things out of the car for you?
What things?
Well, your pocketbook, anything?
No, thank you.
Henry, supposing you help your aunt on with her coat while I hold her pocketbook.
I'll put my pocketbook down right here, thank you.
Aunt Harriet, don't you want to leave it there and go upstairs and see my new wallpaper?
Sure, Mary, that's a swell idea.
New wallpaper? Well, I'll go up and see it, but I know I won't like it. Hand me my pocketbook.
Do you want to carry a heavy thing like that all the way upstairs?
Give it to me.
Henry, don't you think it'd be nice if we helped your Aunt Harriet up the stairs?
Oh, sure, they're very steep. Here, Aunt Harriet, we'll sort of surround you.
Yeah, let me take your arm with the pocketbook on.
Not so fast, boy. Henry!
Yes, Aunt Harriet?
Isn't this the point?
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
Will you please tell me what's gotten into those boys?
They're trying to be nice to Aunt Harriet.
That isn't like them.
But Homer's very nice, fond of her, Sam. He stayed near her all evening.
Can't he find any girls his own age?
Here they come.
Yeah, somebody needs somebody coming through the rye. Yeah.
Well, Homer.
Oh, yes, Mr. Aldridge?
Did you like the wallpaper?
Oh, very much. Well, Henry, I guess I'll be going.
About what time is it, Homer?
Well, my friend, it's exactly 21 minutes after 10.
Thank you very much.
Alice, what do you think I've lost?
What? So long, Henry.
You wait, young man. I'll drive you home.
What did you lose, Harriet?
I locked my car out in front and left the keys inside.
What?
Sam, go out and get them.
And how would I do that?
No. Here they are in my pocketbook. Well, the only thing is...
Now what?
Henry's watch.
You mean it isn't there, Aunt Harriet?
Henry, I'm going home.
It's a long home.
Now, who's that?
That's my father. I'm on my way.
Whoa. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Mr. Aldridge. Is Henry home? I just found his watch.
What?
His watch?
Yes.
Where in a... Where did you find it?
He left it over at my house this morning.
Now, how would you account for a thing like that?
Henry, you also left this letter you forgot to mail.
A letter? Oh, yes. Here, Aunt Harriet, it's for you. Thanking you for my watch.
To keep the mortality rate low among our troops in Korea, the armed forces must have an adequate reserve of blood plasma at all times. Every American who can should make a blood donation to the armed forces through local Red Cross chapters or local blood donor centers. So call the Red Cross or blood bank in your community and make an appointment. Do it now because a wounded veteran can't wait. Remember this message from General Ridgway. Every American who's given blood can and should feel that he personally has contributed directly to the saving of the life of an American boy. The Aldridge Family is transcribed, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge are House Jameson and Catherine Rott. Your announcer is Dick Dudley. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with The Aldridge Family.
Good night, everybody.
Tonight, it's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show on NBC.